It's pretty easy to see the winning formula for networks like Fox News and MSNBC. They spend their evening hours stoking outrage from the political right and left, respectively. So what's the missing secret sauce at CNN that could bring that network back to its former heights? NPR's David Folkenflik put that question to the network's newly appointed news chief, Mark Whitaker.
So let's say you take over one of the world's most famous news organizations, as Mark Whitaker did in February, and soon find your network the butt of jokes about your ratings, say, from Congressman Anthony Weiner, before the scandal.
This is all being broadcast on C-SPAN 3, so tens of Americans will see this. Down at the CNN table, they're seeing tens. What's their secret? You know, they're like...
Or Don Imus of the Fox Business Network earlier this week.
If CNN's the most trusted name in news, how come nobody watches them?
Well, not nobody, but still, Fox News draws more than 2 million viewers for its top shows. CNN, maybe a third of that. Mark Whitaker joined CNN as the top executive for news gathering after 25 years at Newsweek, which he ultimately led as editor, and 4 as a top executive at NBC News. CNN has been the pioneer in 24-hour cable news for 3 decades, but Whitaker now acknowledges his new network has been thrown off course.
A big challenge for CNN now is to really decide who its audience is and to really focus on doing the best job possible for that audience and not think that it can be all things to all people.
Above all, he's pushing for a global flavor, as he did recently during a meeting with other top CNN news executives who were planning coverage of a speech by President Obama.
As was mentioned on the 9:30 call, it's a real opportunity coming out of the speech to go to our correspondents throughout the Middle East, in Cairo, in Libya, and elsewhere.
Whitaker's family history echoes the background of Mr. Obama. Whitaker's parents were professors who met at Swarthmore. His mother, who is French, fled the Nazis as a child refugee in 1940 and became a French literature scholar. His father was an African-American political scientist who took his son to live in England and Africa. Such internationalist instincts served Whitaker well this year, as events required CNN to flex its sizable global reporting muscles, what with the Arab Spring, the killing of Osama bin Laden, and huge stories from Japan, Greece, and Afghanistan. Whitaker and his fellow executives frequently paired correspondents and hosts from CNN's U.S. channel with those from CNN International and CNN en Español. That's all well and good when the news actually flares. The problem is what happens next.
CNN is incredibly successful whenever there's major breaking news anywhere in the world. They are, without a doubt, the go-to network, and recent developments have proven that again.
That's former CNN correspondent Deborah Potter. The network has devoted heavy coverage to such events, more than its rivals, and has been rewarded with big ratings.
The trouble is, the corollary is also true. When there is no major breaking news, people tune out.
John Klein, the former president of CNN's American network, tried to mint new stars, primetime hosts Pierce Morgan and Elliot Spitzer among them. Whitaker says he's high on them, but when he looks at the cable news landscape, at the glut of political talk, and he sees CNN, he says, unlike its competitors, it need not be largely defined by the ideology of its hosts or by its treatment of politics.
I think perhaps there have been times in the past when CNN would have people who represented extreme views, let them go at it in a food fight and then sit there neutrally in the middle and then toss a commercial. Well, we're not going to do that anymore.
Instead, Whitaker is pushing for scoops, for more in-depth reporting, and for crisper interviews that yield more insight. Fareed Zakaria, host of CNN's GPS and a former colleague at Newsweek, says Whitaker has already had a profound effect.
CNN is getting smarter. And you can feel it in the stories, you can feel it in the depth with which they're covered, the kinds of people in terms of guests who are brought on air, the way in which issues are discussed.
And Zakaria argues the channel should ignore Fox and MSNBC.
The people who watch Fox are not going to watch CNN, you know, let's be honest. Our competitors should properly be the New York Times, the BBC, NPR.
Jokes aside, CNN's bottom line is not tethered solely to its ratings. It makes profits of hundreds of millions of dollars a year, enhanced significantly by its international channels, its sister channel HLN, its website, and the premium that cable providers pay to air its programming. But Whitaker says he hopes the intensively newsy spring has helped CNN to recover its sense of purpose.
It gave both internally and externally people a kind of sense of, yeah, this is CNN's mission. This is what they're really good at. This is what their purpose is. But I think it also meant that we could also show that we could go beyond breaking news.
Far too often, Whitaker says, cable news outlets are like five-year-olds playing soccer, a mob all darting here and there, chasing the story of the moment as one. CNN, he argues, needs to keep its eye on the full playing field. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.